Again, as we did earlier in our session, let's take a little time to gather ourselves, get ourselves settled, taking a posture that has some ease for you. As best as you're able to create that. And as well, trying our best to cultivate some kindly and curious attitudes as we go into the practice. So taking a few moments to feel the body sitting, or whatever your posture may be, noticing the touch points, the feet at the floor, your bottom, at the chair or cushion, bench, mat, your hands in your lap. And you might find it helpful to roll your shoulders a few times, roll them up, back, and down a few times. Loosen them up. And one last time, rolling them up, back, and down such that you bring your shoulder blades flat to the back. And as you do this, you may notice that your spine is nice and lengthened and strengthened. But be sure with this to not muscle it and soften your shoulder muscles and soften down through your arms to your fingertips. And as you do this, you may notice that your chest, your heart area, lifts a little bit. And if it doesn't, feel free to roll your shoulders up, back, and down again and play with it. And so with the heart, the chest a bit lifted, you may feel a little bit of an opening there, a receptivity, a heartfeltness. Perhaps too, with the chest uplifted, you might feel a sense of courage. Embodying a sense of courage with this open front that's nice and soft, and the strong upright back. So strong back to meet this life, soft front to receive it. So just feel your way into that. And this posture too can help us embody not only the receptivity and strength we may need to meet the moment, but also some sense of kindness and interest. And now letting whatever thoughts and emotions are showing up for you right now, letting them all be here. Just let them move through as we did earlier. Let them move through this sense of strength, dignity, courage, kindness, embodied. And then noticing if any of these thoughts and emotions are landing in the body. Maybe a little tightness, a little flutter in the heart or the belly. Maybe those shoulders have hunched back up again. See if you can open with interest and kindness. Without trying to fix, but just let the awareness bring you into it. And see what happens with that kind, mindful awareness. A little scanning through the body, and opening and softening. And then as you feel ready, beginning to notice that you're being breathed. Perhaps letting the awareness be nice and wide and spacious. Sense of the whole body being breathed. Cultivating a sense of spaciousness is really helpful in troubling times. Helps us keep perspective, a wide view, a big view. Perhaps a sense of that spaciousness outwards from your own body into the room you're in. Sensing all the space around you. As we continue to breathe with this wide awareness, sensing the space within and around us, letting that sense of space go outwards to the sky. Vast, empty space, big picture. And letting all the thoughts and emotions that may arise be as clouds moving across the sky. You may notice them, and yet you're sitting here, unmoved. You know they come and they go, those clouds, even the stormy ones. Continuing to cultivate this grounded sense of spaciousness with a mind like sky. letting that felt sense of body sitting, or lying down, or standing, that sense of body and breath ground you again and again and again. Letting the return to body and breath be a sense of refuge. If you get caught up in a storm cloud of thoughts and emotions, cultivating calm and steadiness. And if it's helpful, even using those words, calm, steady. If it feels too busy, then let it go. And continue to sit, feeling body and breath together in a spacious awareness, with a mind like sky. And now, possibly from a slightly more grounded, calmer, steadier place, beginning to ask yourself about your intentions or your aspirations for the Compassionate Living Workshop. Or if that's not something you're doing right now, if you've been listening online, your intentions, your aspirations for living in these challenging times dealing with COVID-19. So not so much goals, but what do you aspire to as you live through this workshop, these times? What do you care about so deeply? What do you value that brings you here? And for the Compassionate Living Workshop, any specific intentions? To live from peace, from kindness, from wisdom, goodwill, self-kindness, freedom. What are your intentions? What are your aspirations? And then letting yourself let go of the contemplation around intentions, aspirations, and just notice how the body is doing. noticing if these intentions, aspirations are feeling settled in the body, or maybe there's excitement with them. Just be aware of how it feels physically, and then emotionally and mentally. And then feeling into that nice strong back, soft front, to meet this life, these challenging times. Feeling the breath and body as a whole. And a sense of spaciousness. A mind like sky that holds it all.